This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
And I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bag.
And we're looking at everything. Today's topic is fingering.
Oh boy.
But first, our new segment.
69 Seconds of Sex News. Hot headlines along with local reporting to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
A 68-year-old English grandmother fell head over heels for a toy boy who conned her out of £18,000. Beth Haining, who enjoyed magical sex with her 30-something lover, is now warning other women of her plight. Don't worry, Beth, we've all been there. That good, good dick is dangerous.
A recent study revealed that we've been wrong for the last 350 years about the way that sperm swim. It was previously observed that sperm swam by whipping their tails from side to side, but with the help of a camera that oscillates and captures 55,000 images per second, mapping sperm movement in 3D, we learned that sperm tails are actually wonky and lopsided. The sperm compensate by rotating in the direction they're swimming. Something about this development explains a lot.
And in local news, the pandemic has caused members of this staff to go to great lengths to quote-unquote get it. Though she has had COVID and definitely has antibodies, Rachel still gets COVID tested regularly just to stay above board for her dick appointments.
And another unnamed member of our team drove an admirable 4 hours each way just for some afternoon delight with one lucky lady.
What a time to be alive and fornicating.
This has been your 69 Seconds of Sex News. Back to the show.
So today's topic is, it's fucking fingering.
It's fingering.
We're going back to eighth grade, baby.
Back to the basics, if you will. Remember when we thought that fingering was like third base?
Yeah.
You know?
We left out a lot of basics.
Yeah. And you go from fingering to just penetrative sex.
You know what's funny is I was just discussing this with friends, like the base system, and wherever they went to school, they had a much more elaborate system.
Oh,
it was
interesting.
Like between the bases, there was like a sloppy version of whatever the base was.
Oh.
Like ours, mine was just like French kissing, feeling up. Anything below the belt that isn't sex, and then sex. So, like, fingering
interesting.
And head were, like, all just hanging out on third base. And I was like, I don't know, maybe head is, like, shortstop or some shit. But this friend was like, okay, so kissing and then French kissing. So that's, like, first base, then, like, the sloppy first base. And, like, second base is, like, feeling up. And then sloppy is, like, maybe, like, sucking on tits or something. And
really?
I'm kind of fucking up, but the visual, I mean, the details were helpful. The baseball metaphor starts to lose relevance, though, because I'm like, do you just have fucking 10 people, like, lined up around your bases?
Here's the thing. I know nothing about
baseball.
What
about the outfield?
So, you know, you could have fooled me. I'm like, yeah, that tracks.
Well, we have a whole bunch of people in the outfield we're not even making use of.
I know.
So, anyway, I'm going to keep working on
the metaphor. That sounds like me and T-ball. I was in the outfield just picking flowers.
Just all the way back there.
Yeah. So anyways, fingering.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about it?
I feel great. I do feel like it's still something that I'm like fascinated about how many people still do it wrong. And I guess when I say people, I mean men.
It's so true.
I mean, a lot have figured it out. We've come a long way.
We sure
since
have.
I was in high school or
getting finger banged,
even when like yeah, finger banging,
finger so,
like,
blasted,
finger banging. Yeah, like we've already set ourselves up for failure because we've completely like misidentified what it is.
Right.
And we have research here to support that, like, a lot of men think that their finger is a dick replacement.
No.
And it's just a really sad misconception around, like, how my pleasure works.
Right.
And what my clit do.
Yeah.
And just, like, poking into my vagina is not going to give you pleasure.
Right. Like, it's, like, weird to think that, like, well, why wouldn't I just have the dick? You know? Like, why do I need the fingers? Yeah. If you're just going to do that. Like, there's something magical that a hand can do that a dick just can't. They're dexterous.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
They're there to diddle on my clit, you know, use some different rhythms.
Should we fully explicitly describe what to do?
Okay,
I think we owe that to our less experienced listeners.
Yeah, it's true. Well, first, let me give you this lovely definition that I got from Wikipedia, which...
Sure.
I love Wikipedia, you know? I don't donate to them as much
Thank
as
God,
I should.
Wikipedia. I do. Every time they're like, $3, I'm like,
Goes
here's
a long
20.
Way. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, you
it's
have more
important.
Money than
it's
me.
It's actually democratic information.
It's true.
I do have a job right now.
You do have a job. So fingering is typically the use of fingers or hands to sexually stimulate the vulva, including the clitoris or vagina. Vaginal fingering is legally and medically called digital penetration or digital penetration of the vagina. Fingering may also include the use of fingers to sexually stimulate the anus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... penetrative fingering is a thing.
It is, but it's not our favorite thing.
It's not the priority.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to do wrong. Like, don't fuck me, like, with your fingers the way you would with your dick.
Right.
You can slide 1 to 2 fingers in, and then very specifically, the region you want to aim for is, like, the underside.
The anterior wall.
The anterior wall. So it's the top of my cunt, basically.
Right. You're looking for the underside of, like, where my pubic hair is, you know?
Yes.
And
yes.
It's, like, about 5 centimeters in, we'll say. It's also known as the G-spot, guys and gals. Yeah. Anyone. Everyone. Anyone who's going to be putting their hands in a vagina, you're looking to stimulate a G-spot. Because the actual, like, hole of the inside of a vagina is, like, not as sensitive as, like, it's, like, the first, like, what, like, a couple of inches in, like, the lower 2/3 is, like, what is, like, has a lot of nerve endings. But if you get back to my cervix, honey, I mean, I'm like, what's
You've
there?
You've gone too far.
Yeah, I'm like, what? Yeah. I don't even know what that feels like.
Yeah, so the elusive G-spot is, in fact, just a certain section of the clit, because
the back end.
Head of the clit exists at the top of the vulva, essentially. I think this much we probably know.
The little man of the boat.
Little man of the boat.
Waving hi to you. Saying, hey, I'm up here.
Looking for attention.
Yeah.
But the rest of the clit, like, extends down like a sort of bulbous wishbone shaped thing.
Uh-huh. Inside.
So that's actually, like, what you're getting. And many people discuss the come hither motion, which is important, but you don't have to do very vigorously.
No.
Like, light pressure in there really does it.
I like it to be like a slow kind of, like, long come hither. You know, I'm not looking like a, it's not like a come here.
It's not a scratchy single finger.
No.
Like, you're not scratching us, come hither.
No.
You're gently beckoning us.
Right. Like, long and slow, you know?
Yeah.
Also important to know that the G-spot is kind of like a different texture. It's like spongy. It's a little bit rough, you know? So if you're like, I don't know, whenever I feel it, I'm like, ugh. Oh, what's that?
Yeah.
That looks what I think's like sea sponge looks like.
Yeah. And if it's going well and you bring this person close to or achieving orgasm, the inside of our cunt will convulse. Like,
yes.
You will feel the spasms of joy
right
on your finger. We'll be click, clack, click on chewing on
just
that guy.
Hold it on.
Just
squeezing back
on.
At you.
Squeezing right back. And then also very important, the little man of the boat.
You never forget him.
That's where you focus, honestly.
I mean, like, that's what I want your fingers to do. I'm very rarely looking for a finger inside me, I have to say.
Yeah. It's supplementary at best
right.
for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, by all means, like, feel free to put a finger in there, but there's a lot more attention paid to that quite often than there is to the exterior clit head. Uh-huh. And that's what I want.
I did find out this term that I had never known before. It's called Venus butterfly.
Okay.
Which is like it's the sex act of basically using oral stimulation while using fingers. So like anytime you see, like if someone's like sucking on your clit while also working your G-spot with their fingers. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. I want both. Yeah. I want the Venus butterfly. But if it's just, you know, I'd rather like have the combo pack than just one.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. And then when you're dealing with the clit, I like two fingers. I like my middle finger and my ring finger. Mm. You can also use your pointer and
I
your
use
middle.
My pointer. That's really interesting.
Yeah, I like the two because I like to trap the clit like sort of on either side, you see.
Uh-huh, I'm familiar with this move.
And then you can create pressure and rotation and movement. Right. I'm doing a really elaborate demonstration
you
for
are.
Rachel.
I'm learning
now
a lot.
Rachel knows exactly what to do with my clit,
yeah.
But the rest of you don't have such a good visual.
I know. Subscribe someday. To the Patreon.
Just gonna say.
Patreon's dropping soon.
Yes.
Yeah, so I use my ring finger and my first, is that my ring finger? My middle finger. That's my middle finger. What are fingers? I actually shouldn't even be on this podcast because I don't even know what fingers are. But yeah, I like a circular kind of like down, like hard down a background, hard down a background. You know what I mean? Like that kind of
motion. I know
exactly
what you mean. Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's what I'm looking for.
Hard down and back around.
Or the pressure, a very hard side to side, like, you know, basically pretend. You have to turn your arm into a machine. Very important. You're using kind of like this upper arm muscle, forearm
muscle. Your triceps, your biceps,
and
your forearms getting involved.
You don't use the wrist. It's not in the wrist, actually, interestingly enough. The wrist is solid, and you're using the whole arm to just go back and forth, but really, really hard. But again, this is why I have 17,000 vibrators, because I'd rather not get one strong arm at the end of this.
And that back and forth is often where that's more climactic.
Yeah, it's like the finisher.
Rotation, the circles, you're building, and then the furious back and forth.
Uh-huh. Also, right, it's good to have while I'm getting fucked, you know?
Yes.
That's when it's like, well, I didn't bring a vibrator, so like I'm going to really just lock in and turn my robo arm on and pray to the gods above. Some important things to note, wash your fucking hands. Trim your goddamn fingernails, okay?
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I spent my early 20s chugging cranberry juice, unsweetened, pure cranberry, and, you know, going to the city MD because someone, you know, finger banged me with their Burger King hands.
Did you also wait?
Your greasy fucking hamburger fingers. You just ate some French fries, then you fucking went to town on my vagina, and now I've got a UTI. Or like you chain smoke.
I forgot that we talked about Burger King hands. I'm so glad you brought that back.
Or like, you know, I'm
such a vivid detail.
Yeah. Or like a chain smoke. Or you're a musician. Like I date a lot of musicians. I sleep with a lot of musicians. Unknowingly, just kind of what happens.
Unknowingly, people.
I'm not aware of it. It just kind of happens, and I, you know, because they all tend to be very dexterous. Yes, but like, you know, their hands aren't always the cleanest.
if you're growing out your fingernails
to finger picking, right,
you'd better be using the other fingers to pleasure me, because I don't want that nail. Right. You know, much like the teeth in a blowjob.
I know.
Fingernails in a fingering.
Yeah.
Can't be hanging out with that. Not down.
Have you ever... I have a friend who one time lost an acrylic nail inside of a woman. Which has scarred me. That information has scarred me.
You know, it's a terrifying thought, but somehow like a detached acrylic nail freaks me out less than one attached to a person. It's like it's like the weapon has been
lost. Disengaged.
The weapon's disengaged. I'm trying to think of like a word for like disengaged. Yes, exactly. I mean, it's not a pleasant thought.
Right.
we've all lost something inside of us. Uh-huh. Like
a condom.
I've lost a condom in there. I've also been like,
my dignity.
I had a tampon in the whole time and now it's stuffed way the fuck back there. How did neither of us notice?
Yeah.
Maybe less drunk next time. But yeah, I haven't had an acrylic nail in me. And yeah, it doesn't sound fun.
It doesn't sound fun.
But I'm more concerned about the... I'm picturing like a real pointy nail attached to a finger, like really glued on tight as they have to be.
I saw a meme recently of like a woman, she was like being interviewed and she had her hands up, like she was like gesticulating while she was talking, and her like first two fingernails were really short and then the other were like at, like elaborately done. And it was like, when you see it, you know?
Yeah.
And a pride flag. I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. Good for her.
I love it.
I think she was like, I'm out here. Yeah.
Yeah. But the like shorter nails were sort of also done.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, like they were done. They just were short.
Sharpened to a point.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely.
I know.
Solving problems.
I know. Do you like to watch fingering in your porn? Or is it something that you even like? I always think it's important to have. I mean, I need clit stimulation always. But it's never like, I guess I'm like, I'm more excited when like a toy gets brought out.
You know, I actually really like it. And it's not something I'll necessarily like want to watch. Like, I don't
exclusively
think I just watch. Exclusively. I wouldn't watch it in a porn on its own. Mm-hmm. But when it's there and it's clearly done well, like when it's part of the foreplay and it's well executed, I'm like, yeah. And it is very arousing because that's a huge part of my pleasure. So watching it is very like, yep, we're doing great.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely want to see it during the sex if we're having penetrative sex and there's and we just like forget about the clit. I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing
Who's
here?
Who's coming?
Not me. It's not how I work.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not like, it's not the main event. It's it's the appetizer and like a really delicious meal.
Mm.
You want a good app. You know?
I mean,
so
totally.
I guess that's the metaphor I'll apply.
It rounds out the whole experience. I do love to see, someone like doing the Vetus butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
I also love to see a finger inside with a toy on a clit. You know?
Yes.
That is hot. Because I like to come like that.
Yes.
So it's like, I enjoy watching someone else coming like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I love to see like Owen Gray is like a big, big person on using his mouth on the clit and like using his hands inside. And it's always like super sexy.
Hot
as hell.
Yeah. I agree.
The one that got away, you know, Owen Gray.
The one you passed in a park that time.
Yeah, and then immediately Instagram DM'd, and I was like, yeah, we're going to have sex. I was like, he's married. Idiot.
Yeah. And he's busy. He's already had a sex planned that day.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's getting paid for it.
Yeah.
And it's on camera.
And you're probably about the 100th girl that
texted
or like slid into his DM like that day to be like, oh, I think I just saw you.
And I had a visceral reaction in my panties.
Yeah. Can I talk through like some stats? I know you're usually our stat person, but I'm not taking the stats of viewage. I wanted to talk about this survey.
I'll never forgive you, but go ahead.
It's an academic source,
all right,
is my nerd lane. The Nature of Human Orgasm, a critical review of major trends. This is 1973, so we've fucking known this, y'all. What's your excuse? reported that on average, 63% of sampled women reached orgasm through clitoral stimulation, followed by intercourse, and another 35% through clitoral stimulation before or after their partner's coital orgasm. Mm. Only about 20% indicated that they did not require additional clitoral stimulation during intercourse, and 12% considered vaginal stimulation more important than clitoral stimulation.
Oh, weird.
While 95% of women regularly reached orgasm through masturbation, only 26% reported having coital orgasm regularly without additional clitoral stimulation, 19% rarely reached orgasm through intercourse, and 24% never attained orgasm through intercourse. Now,
Interesting.
Oh, sorry. The last tale was 1976.
Okay.
I will say, this is the 70s.
Yeah.
So a part of me is also like, this data feels outdated even.
Right.
Like,
oh, I would
In
agree.
Terms of like how many people were like, oh, I'm good without clitoral stimulation. I'm yeah. like, do you know what it is though?
Yeah.
Like, do
and
you
like,
know? Are you covering for your husband? He's not here. Like,
yeah,
he's
yeah.
not watching the survey. Like,
like, you don't have to lie. Okay.
yeah. But even then, like, it's a massive majority of women even then are like, yeah. or I should say of clit havers right. are like, hey.
Yeah. Do you know about the robot arm? You know?
Do you know about my clit? Yeah. like, it's important.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah. That does feel a little outdated to me. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, you want to hear some stats that I have about fingering?
I do.
It's not much because, again, mm-hmm. people aren't really looking exclusively for fingering videos. But anyways, this is according to Pornhub Insights. Women are 183% more likely than men to search for fingering videos. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe more men should search for it.
yeah.
Because it might be helpful. For yeah. beneficial for Although, everyone involved.
If this is a Pornhub insight, like
yeah, maybe
Pornhub
don't look
really
at
the best
yes.
place to go to look at
no.
good fingering.
No, not at all.
It's a rarity. There.
Yeah,
it's right. in the minority. Although
we'll talk about it later.
yeah.
And fingering is 58% more popular in Puerto Rico.
Oh,
so
well done, PR.
I know. Hmm. But then I'm like worried about like you know. Like, why? why in Puerto Rico? I have to, like, figure it out. You know, whenever I hear stats like this, like, when things are proportionally more popular somewhere else, I'm like, why, though?
yeah.
What's happening culturally?
yeah.
But.
I'm going to ask you a question you have to answer without thinking too hard about it.
Okay.
Worst fingering experience ever.
Oh, God. Last summer.
Whoa. So recent.
yes. Last summer, a guy really thinking that, like, his fingers were, like, in place of his penis.
Yeah.
And I had to, like, hold his wrist and be like, stop. stop. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, and he was like, well, that's how, like, my ex-girlfriend would come. And I was like, I don't think so. I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say, no, she didn't.
yeah.
But, yeah, it just wasn't a very good situation. Yeah, it just was like, just like two fingers stabbing back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, stab, 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 stab. And I was like, ow, like it actually hurt. Like that causes vaginal tears, you
yeah.
know, that causes wounds.
Yeah. Bruising.
And I was definitely in pain for like the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was like, you guys don't understand, like the texture of your fingers is nowhere the same as like the texture of your, of a dick.
Yeah.
You know, or a toy for that matter.
Yeah.
What about you? Worst fingering experience?
I think I'm going to take it back at least 10 years. When was this? I was more than 10 years ago.
Okay.
One of those scenarios where my friend had a boyfriend and the boyfriend had a friend.
Oh, sure. You were taking one for the team.
I was taking one for the team.
Uh-huh. We've all been there.
Dear God. And yeah, the sex was bad. The fingering was bad. It was like, man, this guy watches a lot of porn and like cuts to the roughest part. Like,
ugh.
At the onset, so this is an important detail, dear listeners, you gotta work up to these things.
You
like
can't
the
just,
robot arm yeah. we're describing, like the like vigorous thing.
Yeah.
That is for the climax.
Yeah.
Like we have warmed up and we're there. Also, really important detail, lubrication.
Right.
So that was the main issue here.
Yeah, we've
is
talked
like,
about this. Yeah.
He was pound fucking me and he was like potentially doing something that could have been helpful, but he was doing it so hard and so dry.
Yeah.
Just like vigorously. And it was both. It was the like poking in, but it was also just like vigorous whole hand rubbing.
Yeah.
On my clit, like whole hand, just like vigorous covering, like too much geography down there, just like beating the shit out of my clit.
Yeah.
And I was just too young to be like,
please
no,
stop.
It's a no.
Yeah.
Like I just was like, oh, this, I guess, and just kind of tolerate it. And like fully couldn't walk normal the next day
ugh.
Without being in like severe pain.
Ouch.
Terrible. And I hope someday he figured it out or someone explained to him, because yeah. I didn't. I was young. Right. I just sort of like avoided him when we went like rafting the next yeah. day, and he thought it was fun to like throw grapes at me. I was like, get out, stop with the grapes. Yeah. Like that I said no to.
Yeah. But the finger banging. Yeah. Yeah, it's important painful. To note, you can't just slip a finger in yeah. there. You need to be, there needs to be some natural lubrication or lube or whatever, like something.
Or spit on your yeah, damn fingers.
I do have to say, I love when, like, and this is something that, like, my ex would do. And it was, like, whenever I was, like, horny, he would slip mm-hmm. a finger in and then, like, lick it. And I was like, that is, like, the sexiest thing. Like, when someone, like...
Oh, I see. He'd lick after yeah. being inside you.
Yeah.
And, well, like, it's both. Before suck, and after.
You know?
Yeah.
But just be like... You know, just to like it, like the taste was so delicious that you just had to yeah. like,
ugh, yeah,
ugh, my nipples are hurt.
I understand, but fuck that guy, Rachel.
Yeah, but also fuck him. Yeah, he broke my heart. Yeah. So, anyways,
so we're giving a pointer to the masses.
Yeah,
we're taking something that worked in the moment and we're sharing it with y'all.
Yeah, very important. But
enjoy,
don't do what
your
he did.
Partner. But.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick after that
yeah.
in a different way that we shall not go into detail here.
Thank you.
Hope he's listening. Fuck you. Let's move on.
Should we do the showdown?
Gently fingering a cock to his boy and he comes on my chest.
Excuse me? Gently fingering a cock to his boy?
Gently fingering a cock to his boy and he comes on my chest. All caps... exclamation wow. marks. Like the capitalization and the exclamation marks don't feel gentle, so there's a little bit yeah. of a tonal disagreement here.
Huh. Because gentle?
Yeah, gently fingering a cock to his boy. I couldn't tell yeah. you, Rachel. Do huh. what you will.
Fingering a cock. Never heard of such a thing. here's one for you. Pussy yeah. fart teen webcam, pussy masturbation, pussy fingering, pussy cream pie, extreme squirt. So that is four oh. pussies in that title, in case you wanted to know.
Not nearly enough. Yeah. I need 10 pussies in my title to know if it's worth itself.
Also important to know, fart is in there. Pussy
yeah,
fart.
I noticed pussy fart stood out early to yeah. me. That was a key highlight early on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And a pussy cream pie extreme squirt. So interesting yes. where, like, how this unfolds in the storyline. Mm-hmm. But... there's fingering, something for everyone, really, including a fart.
It's nice. Something for everyone.
Delish.
Guy fingering tight pussy, and she gets really orgasm. Magic fingers.
She gets really orgasm.
Guy fingering tight pussy, and she gets really orgasm. Magic fingers.
Magic fingers too. I just what do we think they were trying to say? She gets a real orgasm.
Guy with magic fingers brings woman to real orgasm. See, it is hard to name titles. I mean, name points. Now we're on the other side of it.
Yeah, we're like, oh, actually, that
how
is
about
difficult.
Like magic. Magic fingers.
Magic
actually,
fingers.
Just call it magic fingers.
Just call it magic fingers. I'm going to click because I want to know.
Yeah. What did that finger do?
Tell me about it. My neighbor tells me to do a job with my fingers. Don't talk.
Don't talk.
Don't talk. Shh. Don't talk.
Cool neighbor.
I know. She tells me to do a job with my fingers. 4 exclamation points. Don't talk.
I hate when women talk. Do you think it's for her or the neighbor? Like, me as the neighbor, like, don't yeah. speak while you're fingering. See, so now this is fun for me, because then it's yeah. just this woman presumably being like, neighbor,
yeah,
give me your fingers, no talking.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
that kind of,
that'd be
2020,
kind of hot.
Like, that flies yeah. with me. Yeah. Like, that's a fantasy I can get
sure.
in on.
Sure. It's just like, we are at our wit's end, and I'm going to go to the closest person next to me. It's my neighbor. Don't fucking talk and do this job with your fingers only.
Yeah. Next, I have rough fingering and squirt and old women bondage. Girls can be so mean. Took a turn there.
Oh, wow. Old women.
Yeah, old women and girls.
Yeah.
So
are the old, maybe know. the girls I'm assuming are being mean to the old woman.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
You know, times are hard enough for them. Like, let them be.
Yeah.
We got a disease out here trying to kill them off.
Like, yeah.
Just let them have an orgasm and let's all move on. Last one for you. Fingering myself at all girls' sleepover while they are asleep because I'm such a horny, dirty slut. This is like the name of my autobiography.
I was going to say your memoir. Yeah.
Yeah, this is my memoir as a 13-year-old.
Is a masturbating at sleepovers?
No,
as a
I never did that. No.
We're all tempted, yeah. You know? I had versions of that dream, you know, where I'd be like, oh no. Like, it was when, you know, you were still ashamed of your sexuality or like having it at all.
Yeah.
Like, I had a reoccurring dream where I was like at a party and trying to go to bed.
Yeah.
And sometimes in that dream, it'd be like, oh, I'm trying to masturbate. And someone's like, you're doing this at a party. And I'm like, I really thought I was alone in my room.
I mean,
and
we
sometimes
definitely
just a dream where I just wanted to go to sleep and was at a party, and I'd like try to casually be getting under covers while people were hanging out around me.
And you were like, "Can I just masturbate to go to sleep?"
Yeah,
you weren't even doing it for pleasure back then.
Just trying to go to sleep.
I'm just tired. Exhausted.
I'm just a tired fucking middle schooler. Here we go. Last one for me. Horny lesbian have hot lesbian sex and finger fucked each wet pussy.
Oh. Important to know that the horny lesbians have lesbian sex.
Yeah.
They don't not having
horny
regular
lesbian
sex.
Lesbian have hot lesbian sex and finger fucked each wet pussy.
Each of them.
Yeah. This is a premium video too.
Is
so
it?
Like, this is technically a professional.
Ugh, they could have done so much better.
And this is where they landed.
Oy.
Someday.
Oh, wow.
Well, shall we take a break?
Let's take a break.
We talk about some videos?
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back.
We're back.
To talk about more things that you can do with your fingers.
Or not, in the case of this specific video. Naughty teen gets rough finger fuck. So we have no evidence in the video of the fact that she's naughty.
Yeah, or a teen, like, really.
Yeah, So this is one of those rich gems where the woman is barely human. We just encounter her from behind.
She's just a hole, really.
She's just a hole that we experience. And listen, this video is, what, like a minute and a half?
And that's thankfully all we need and probably all her vagina could take.
It's long enough to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I already knew just from like the picture that this was not going to be something that I enjoyed because his like hands were like aggressively like spreading her labia. And boy, was I right. This was insane. So he's basically just doing a fucking stabbing motion with his, you know, this is the wrong way to do the robot arm.
Yeah. This is a crash course in what not to do.
Right.
We start with a furious stabbing motion. And
so much so that, like, her body is, like, shaking. Like, her ass is, like, slapping because he's, like, stabbing her vagina so hard.
She also screams.
Yeah, she's screaming.
Like, we go from 0 to 100. Like, it's not even, like, oh. Like, she's, like, ah! Like, screams when it starts. And, like, Unless you know that's exactly what your partner likes and they have asked you to do something that creates an extreme reaction like that. Pretty bad sign.
It sounds like she's in pain, and I would wager that she is. And then he's just like spreading his two fingers and like opening up her like vaginal opening, which like who is that for? You know, that's
the camera. Yeah. It's certainly not for her.
Right. And like it sounds so dry. Like the whole thing sounds really fucking dry. Like he's just shoving it in there, and he does this kind of weird thing where he like kind of like flips his hand up and down a couple times, like, which I'm like, what's that about? Like that's
he
not...
thinks that's a cool trick.
Yeah.
Yes. One of the other really key details here.
Yeah.
She's positioned with like her ass up.
Right.
And he's essentially going in upside down.
Right.
Like the way that we just described is like find the underside of my cunt.
Yeah.
Like where like the other side of where my pubic hair is, basically.
Yeah.
Like that's the G spot. He's poking her in the colon.
Yeah. Like he's like going
poking
upwards.
Her in the ass. Yeah. Like up to her ass from the inside. And I'm like, that's not where the nerves you want are.
That's not where the magic is, my friend.
Yes.
It's like he literally looks like he's like plunging. It's like his fingers are caught and he's like panicking and he's like trying to get them out. You know what I mean? Like it's like he's like caught in like a Chinese finger trap and he's freaking out and he's trying to pull them out as hard as he can.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know how anyone would think that that feels good.
Yeah.
And like it's like he's like churning butter.
Yeah, a very small little pat of butter.
Yeah. He's churning butter with his fucking, like his arm is the churn.
Which would be a really inefficient way to churn butter. Yeah. Like it would take you forever to get like just like a fucking tablespoon of butter.
Yeah, it's just, it's bad.
Find a butter way, man. It's gotta be a butter way.
At one point she says something at the end and it's like, I feel like she was like, I need a bath or something. I don't know. I think I have no idea what she's saying, but I'm taking it as she needs a bath because she's so sore.
Yeah. Or like, I need a nap. Like, this is her being like, I'm good.
I'm done.
That minute and a half was good, clean, fun.
Yeah.
She also like never like says, like she maybe like says something that we can't quite detect. She's just like, yeah, like maybe she said at one point, but I wasn't even sure.
It is painful.
And it wasn't like there was no other indication of pleasure or enjoyment. Not for me.
Yeah, I hated it. I hated it, but I thought it was important that we talk about it because this is like what you're not supposed to do.
Yeah, when you sent me this, I was like, yeah, we need to talk about the like hilariously bad or like disturbingly bad.
Right. Like who?
Fingering on the internet.
This is not good for anyone. Do not think that that's going to get anybody off because it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel confident in saying that. Come for me if you're someone who gets off just from getting your vagina stabbed. But I'm going to say you're in the minority.
I mean, if that is the way you get off, like, God bless, because...
Right. I'm sure your preteen years were really exciting.
Yeah, like, much more orgasmic than mine were. Yeah. That shit don't work for me.
Nay. Okay. Should we transition to the other?
Let's just
bed?
Move right on.
Let's just blow past that. It. Yeah.
Let's just blow right past that. Okay. So next we have
Real Love.
It's called Real Love. It's from Blessa House.
Yes.
Featuring Nikki Hertz and Lee Raven.
A married couple.
A married couple.
Yes. Two porn stars who are married. And Blessa House is really cool. It's like an amateur like style, but with like real performers, and they are like, who would you want to have sex with? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And Jackie St. James directs them all. They have like these great little interviews to start with. Mm-hmm. I love them.
Yeah.
It's great.
I thought it was lovely. Like this was actually a really romantic film as far as I was concerned. Like interestingly, like the sex isn't super like flowery. Like you kind of just feel like you're watching people in their sex life.
Right.
Like, hey, let's get the thing out, you know, and kind of like giggle and be playful with each other, but also be aware of the camera, you know, like they're funnily like nervous. Like they talk about how they met and how long they've been together and how they used to do a ton of porn together. But it was very much like performative porn and like not the way they fuck. So they were I think they both came in with a certain amount of nerves about, like, actually fucking each other on camera, just, like, candidly.
Yeah.
And it's, like, one, it's a continuous shot, too. Yeah. So it's not, like, edited sex. It's just
whatever happens
in the room
happens
with them while they're fooling around and then fucking.
Yeah. It's interesting because, like, they even say, like, you know, Lee has more of a performative, like, style, whereas, like, Nikki's more, like, intimate.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was really... I loved, like, the way that they talked about, and then they talked about each other separately beforehand, and then, like, Nikki comes into Lee's, like, interview, and she's, like, so nervous. Like, she's like, I'm gonna cry, I'm so nervous. Like, she's like, this is so weird.
She, like, is crying.
Yeah.
Like, Nikki helps her, like, adjust her makeup and stuff.
Yeah. And they never get to, like, have sex, you know. They don't get to have sex a lot, they say, so... They start to kiss, and it's, like, obvious that they're very comfortable with each other, but, you know, they're trying to, like, have a real intimate moment and, like, a session without, like, being that concerned about the camera. And they, like, Nikki says this thing where she's like, you get so sped up, like, on camera. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. it was really sweet. Like, they had lots of, like, giggly moments. Then they also had, like, obviously some very, like, real, like, this was, like, their real sex life. Nikki's obviously very great at using her hands. The fingering moment is wonderful. Again, we see, like, the come hithering of the G-spot. She works her clit for a really long time. Mm-hmm. She switches hands at one point and then kind of, like, leverages her weight. To, like, really, like, work inside of her.
Yeah.
Which I thought was great because in that moment, like, that wasn't even for the camera. Like, we didn't even really get to see it. So I was like, oh, that's real, you know?
I loved it. I wrote down about that I was like, this already doesn't feel like porn because this move doesn't have, like, anybody's vulva, like, exposed to camera. Like, we're watching their bodies, like, leverage into each other, and we're watching... Nikki really, like, throw some weight behind, like you said, like, her hand and the way that she's working Lee. But it's like, I loved that. Like, I love seeing, like, bodies engaged, as opposed to just, like, crazy close up on the little man in the boat.
Right. Lots of eye contact too. I was worried that when, like, Lee went down on Nikki that, like, she was going to use her because she has very long fingernails, but she didn't use her hands. She went down on her and then they had a
cute little
water break.
Yes, I love the water break. It was sweet. They just, like, stopped for some water.
Yeah.
They also had there were a couple cute little, like, just moments between them. I also liked, was like, did you bring the stuff? Like, they sort of, like, whispered to each other about, like, do we have the prop? Because they, like, brought their own wand in, which was a plug-in.
Yes.
And that, like, they unplugged, like, kept, like, accidentally ripping out of the wall, like, a few times before they, like, found the right setup. I just, like, loved that stuff was in there because sex in real life is awkward, or you stop to, like, put on a condom, or you stop to, like, plug something in.
Readjust.
Or, like, get something, or, like... be like, oh, this one died. Let me get a different vibe, you know?
I had, like, an instance the other night where it was, like, his leg was, like, stuck, and he was like, sorry, I have to, like, get my leg out. Or it was, like, playing Twister for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, that stuff, and that, like, you know, happens where it's, like, all of a sudden, you know, like, she pulled her shirt off and, like, her hair went over her face, and they, like, giggled about it.
Yeah.
And then I loved when they used the wand, and also Nikki used her hands inside of her. Because that's I love that. I love a toy and also hands inside. Because it's like stimulating all angles of a clit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to see a cool thing where they, like, both used the Hitachi together.
I loved that, yeah.
I was like, this is so cool.
Such an obvious move. Like, if we have tribbing, why not trib on an actual wand?
Right.
And feature that in porn more often.
Yeah.
It's obviously the move. Yeah. But you see it so rarely. Mm-hmm. It's just smart and sweet. Mm-hmm. And
Right.
I loved also, this is before they shared the wand, but I wanted to go back to it. But there was, like, a moment when Nikki was on top and we have the wand incorporated and she's got like Nikki has like a hand Lee's like sort of throat and chest. It's like not the, like my like it's the difference between like an extended arm and like holding someone by the throat. It just like looks violent in a different way. But this her like arm was bent and she was like had her hand on her throat and her chest. Mm-hmm. So it just was like that pressure. And I was like, that's hot. I know I would like that and not be worried about like you're going to secretly choke me out because it's actually just safer positioning.
Yeah.
I liked that, too.
Yeah.
And then I love that we learned the vibe was named Francesca.
I know. And like, you know, they were like, she was like, oh, I just need a second. Like, I'm like too, they both were like, got like oversensitive. And they were like, okay, like we need a second. And then they just like laid down and like, and like cuddled.
Yeah. It was. And then sweet. Told the story of the first time they had sex. So we like finished with an interview. They like left it out and then sort of teased it at the end, and Jackie was like, wait.
Yeah.
Like, we need to know.
We're still rolling. I need to know the first time you guys had sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's basically just a story of, like, Lee being a flirty little gremlin. She's such a funny little gremlin in this video, too. She's, like, growls and makes little gremlin noises at points that I thought was endearing.
I know.
But, yeah, she also was, like, I guess just, like, new to lesbian sex and was sort of trying to flirt but really nervous and, like, drank too much Red Bull and, like, got them both wet or like threw water on Nikki and be like, I guess you have to take your clothes off now.
Right. And she was like,
She's like, what's happening?
I know. And
what
then like 3 months later, they got married.
Yeah.
Crazy. And they've been together married for 5 years.
Yeah. Be bold and noble forces will come to your aid.
It just might work out.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought this was like a really sweet video and like, just felt closer to like regular, normal, like couple sex.
With that,
like,
porn stars.
Isn't super flashy. And with porn
with
stars.
With professionals. Yeah. To see them like have real sex with their real partner. I was like, this is so smart. And we need more of this in the world.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
It was hot too. Important to know.
In the spank bank.
Yeah.
I'm jumping to the end. Sure. But it's in the spank bank.
It was super hot. I think that Nikki's a really hot performer and it was like exciting to see like, you know, exciting to see her like be intimate with her partner.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, they both are.
Yeah.
But yeah, Nikki's a great resource. Like, honestly, find a real ass lesbian and watch how that person fingers.
Right.
And like, that's it.
That's how you do it. Totally.
It's been done.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Loved it.
Loved it.
Well, we hope that you guys learned a lot in listening to this episode.
And maybe found something new for your spank bank in Balesa House. It's a lot more videos like
this. Yes. Check out Balesa House. We can't recommend them enough.
And thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern, that's porn without the O, on Twitter at GOP the Podcast, on our website at girlsonporn.com, and maybe by the time this episode comes out, on our Patreon.
Oh! Subscribe to the Patreon and don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already.
If you give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, feel free to drop your Instagram handle and we'll throw you a shout out on our well-populated Instagram.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.